should co-founders decide on the equity split?
Great question. When should co-founders decide on the equity split? For some reason, I've never really been sure why this is, a lot of co-founders like to leave this off for a very long time. You know, they'll even sign the incorporation documents in some crazy way so that they can wait to have this discussion. This is not a discussion that gets easier with time. You want to set this ideally, you know, very soon after you start working together. And it should be near equal. If you're not willing to give someone, your co-founder, you know, like an equal share of the equity, I think that should make you think hard about whether or not you want them as a co-founder. But in any case, you should try to have the ink dry on this before the company gets too far along, like certainly in the first number of weeks. Yes?
Okay, but then how do you know if it's going to be crippling and just fire that way?
So the question is, I said that inexperience is okay. How do you know if that's going to, you know, if someone's going to scale past, not scale up to a role as things go on and later become crippling? People that are really smart and that can learn new things can almost always find a role in the company as time goes on. You may have to move them into something else, something other than where they started. You know, it may be that you hire someone to lead the engineering team that over time can't scale as you get up to 50 people, and you give them a different role. Really good people, though, can almost always find some great place in the company. I have not seen that be a problem too often.
What if your relationship with your founder or founders breaks down over time and you're ready to split equity and everything? What's the best way to manage that?
All right, so the question is, what happens when your relationship with your co-founder falls apart? We're going to have a session on mechanics at the near the end of the course, but here is the most important thing that founders screw up, which is every co-founder, you yourself, of course, has to have vesting. Basically, what you're doing with co-founder vesting is you're pre-negotiating what happens if one of you leaves. And so the normal stance on this in Silicon Valley is that it takes 4 years. Let's say you split the equity 50-50. It takes 4 years to earn all of that, and the clock doesn't start until 1 year in. So if you leave after 1 year, you keep 25% of the equity. If you leave after 2 years, 50, and on like that. If you don't do that, and if you have a huge fallout, and one founder leaves early on with half the company, you have like this dead weight on your equity table. And it's very hard to get investors to fund you or to do anything else. So number one piece of advice to prevent that is to have vesting on the equity. We pretty much won't fund a company now where the founders don't have vesting equity, because it's just that bad. The other thing to do is, as soon as problems come up in the relationship between the co-founders, which happens to some degree in every company, talk about it early. Don't let it just sit off there and fester.